have a couple of special guests. Yolanda Caranco is the lap band coordinator for Dr. Joe Bushman's office. And we have a seminar coming up tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at 3805 22nd Place. Now, this is super huge important.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our next guest to tell you why. We're going to give you seminar details, but I want to tell you right now that it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost anything. And it's your opportunity to sit there and ask a doctor, a medical doctor, who specializes in weight loss. And it's not just about a procedure. It's about a lifestyle. It's about behavior modification. It's about taking it back.
Changing your life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 3508 22nd Place, not 3805. Hello. 35.
Dyslexic there for a minute?
Yeah. 3508. That's going to be a couple of blocks west of Indiana on 22nd Place. Anyway, introduce our guest.
Our guest is Jim this morning. Welcome. Now, tell us how long ago when did you start with the lap band surgery, and how much weight have you lost since then?
I started September 13th of 2012, and I've lost 100 pounds.
Wow. In just a little over a year?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your target weight,
incredible.
Man?
185.
Okay, so you got how much more to go?
15.
Wow.
Wow, you are so close.
Yes.
Now,
that's exciting.
Now, Yolanda, you're sitting there thinking that he's okay, but Dr. Bushman would like to see him just a little bit lighter.
I think he's perfect. But
give him just a little bit of leeway.
Pounds, yeah.
I'll tell you, earlier when we were kind of promoing this, I had seen the before and after photos.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Collins and Mack, you can see some before and after photos of Jim. And just amazing. If you look, where you can really tell is around chest and neck, and you know, just overall, you just have to physically study it because they're candid photos. These weren't photos that they were just saying, this is what I look like before and this is what I look like after. They mm-hmm. were, these are just candid photos with family members.
Well, I'm really interested in, I mean, obviously you look different than you did, but how has your life changed since you've lost this 100 pounds?
I have more confidence, more energy, able to play with my grandkids.
Yeah.
Just overall feel better.
What do you do for a living, man? I think you were in, you said you're working with the United Family and their logistical stuff, like receiving and all?
Yes, sir. I work at the Yano warehouse in receiving. I'm a lead man and also a checker. I check the groceries in as they come.
So you're on your feet a lot.
Yes, sir.
So you had a lot of joint pain, knee problems.
High blood pressure medicine.
Yes.
What's the story with all that after you lost 100 pounds?
It's all went away now. Very seldom do I have any hip or knee or any of that. I had heel spurs. They don't bother me anymore. I had sleep apnea. I no longer have to sleep with the mask.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Those are big life changes. And now you're going to the gym 5 times a week?
Yes, ma'am.
What gym you work out at?
Planet Fitness.
Yeah. So, I mean, you every once in a while, don't you see people talking about you? Hey, man, that cat lost 100 pounds.
Yes.
That kind of make
awesome.
You proud, you know?
Yes, sir.
That's motivating. Hey, now I want to go kind of close to the bone on this thing. At what point and what drove you or tipped you to the edge to where you said, I gotta have some help. I mean, I gotta do something about this. I mean, because you had to come to the realization that you either had to change your life or you're gonna lose it.
Right. First, it was I had grandkids, and then in 2012 of February, my wife and I lost her grandmother, which raised her. And then 7 weeks later, we lost my dad.
Just take your time. Take your time. It's okay.
It really
it's all right.
brings it home on, yeah. on how our lives are, you know, we're just here for a short time and we need to make the most of our
yeah,
time
man,
that
I
we have.
I lost my dad in in March this year on St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, it's hard enough to get by without, you know, having 100 pounds that you don't need hanging on your body.
And those grandkids can be quite a challenge, can't they?
Yes.
And an inspiration.
Yes. And after my dad passed, I said, man, I'm not going to put my family through this. And so I went to one of the seminars. And then I had to do a six-month diet plan with my primary care physician before the insurance would approve. Did that, did the dietitian and everything. The psychologist, you have to see them once before Dr. Bushman will do anything. And then September of last year, September 13th, I had the surgery.
So this this is really more than just about just walking in and saying, hey, give me the deal, mm-hmm. and walking out. I mean, you're actually furnished with the tools to mentally equip yourself and everything, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's not a cure. You have to work at it. It's a tool that he gives you, and you have to learn right. how to work the tool.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for coming in. Yolanda, step up to give us a seminar day and time. Again, it's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night at 6:30 at 3508 22nd Place. Love to have you. I'll work with you on your insurance. And Jim has done wonderful. He's my rock star.
Okay. Hey, man, thanks for coming in. Give us your phone number real quick. Somebody wants to call in and
you
RSVP.
You can call my cell 241-3204 or my office 788-8553.